Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem, Rabbi Avram Goldhar, and today we're Zechus Yuma Daf Mem, the fourth parak, Tarf B'Kalpi. This year will not include a pop quiz. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara on the bottom of Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis introduces Machlokas, whether drawing the lots for the two Seirim is essential. Rabbi Yanai said, Aliyas Goro Matok Kalpi Ma'akeves, Hanacha In Ma'akeves, the drawing of the lot from the lottery box, the Kalpi, is essential to the Yom Kippur Avoda, but placing the lot on the appropriate goat is not essential. Yochanan said, Af Aliyah in Ma'akeves, even drawing the lots is not essential. According to the second interpretation of the Machlokas, they disagree with respect to the view of Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that any avoda done in the Big Day Lavan outside the Kodesh Kadoshim is not essential. Rabbi Yochanan's opinion is obviously congruent with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yanai, who holds that the drawing of lots is essential, would say that Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is not a contradiction to this, as the halacha is different with regard to drawing lots because the words Asher Allah, which came up, is mentioned two times, indicating that it is essential. The Gemara tends to bring a proof against Rabbi Yanai from a brisa that states, "Laseir ein ma'akeves apar." If the avoda was done out of order, neglect a part of the avoda of the seer does not invalidate the avoda of the par that was improperly done before it. The Gemara suggests that the avoda of the seer that was not done in order was the drawing of lots, and yet the service is not invalidated. So this would seem to prove that the drawing of lots is not essential. The Gemara rejects this proof, saying that the Tana of the brisa was Rabbi Shimon, who holds that drawing the lots are not essential. Alternatively, the Tana could be Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that although drawing of the lots in order is not essential, the basic drawing of lots is essential. Point number two, the Gemara tends to prove that all Tanaim agree that the lottery is not essential. From a brisa where Rabbi Kiva's Talmidim asked him what the din is if the lot for Hashem came up in the Kohen Gadol's left hand. Is he allowed to change it to his right hand, since that's an auspicious sign that the Jewish people would be forgiven? Rabbi Kiva answered, Al titnu malkum tzedukim weirdos. Don't give the tzedukim a basis to dominate. Rashi explains that the tzedukim will use this to support their claim that the Chachamim formulate the law according to their own whims. The Gemara suggests from this that if not for this concern, switching hands would be permissible, implying that drawing lots is not essential. If it were essential, the left-hand goat would be determined to be the one for Hashem. The Gemara rejects this proof by reinterpreting the Talmidim's question to be that in a case that the lottery came up in the left hand, would it be permissible to switch the lottery to the right hand and switch the left-hand goat to the right side? And point number three, the Gemara brings a conclusive proof. The Rabbi Yehuda holds the drawing of lots to be essential. For it was stated in the Sifra that the Pasuk says in reference to the lots, Va'asau chatas, and it shall make it, referring to the seer that the lot of Hashem fell upon, into a chatas. Hagor oseu chatas, v'ein Hashem oseu chatas. Only the lot makes the goat a chatas, but verbally designating the goat with the name chatas does not make the seer a chatas. Rashi explains that merely declaring the seer to be a chatas without the drawing of lots doesn't invest the seer with the status of a chatas. Since Stam Sifra Rabbi Yehuda, anonymous brises in the Sifra Rabbi Yehuda, this proves conclusively that he holds that drawing lots is essential. So once again, the three points are, number one, the Gemara on the bottom of the Lamed Tes Amud Beis introduces a Malchokas whether drawing the lots for the two Seirim is essential. Rabbi Yanai said, Aliyas Goro Matok Kalpi Ma'akeves, Hanacha Ein Ma'akeves. The drawing of lots from the lottery box, the Kalpi, is essential for the Yom Kippur Avoda, but placing the lot on the appropriate goat is not essential. Rabbi Yochanan said, Af Aliyah Ein Ma'akeves, even drawing the lots is not essential. According to the second interpretation of the Malchokas, they disagree with respect to the view of Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that any avoda done in the Big Day Lavan outside the Kodesh Kadoshim is not essential. Rabbi Yochanan's opinion is obviously congruent with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yanai, who holds that the drawing of lots is essential, would say that Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is not a contradiction to this, as the halacha is different with regard to drawing lots because the words Asher Allah, which came up, is mentioned two times, indicating that it is essential. The Gemara attempts to bring a proof against Rabbi Yanai from a brisa that states, "Laseir ein ma'akeves apar." If the avoda was done out of order, neglect a part of the avoda of the seer doesn't invalidate the avoda of the par that was improperly done before it. Now the Gemara suggests that the avoda of the seer that was not done in order was the drawing of lots, and yet the service is not invalidated. This would seem to prove that the drawing of lots is not essential. The Gemara rejects this proof, saying that the Tana of the brisa was Rabbi Shimon, who holds that drawing the lots are not essential. Alternatively, the Tana could be Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that although the drawing of lots in order is not ma'akev, the basic drawing of lots is ma'akev. Point number two, the Gemara attempts to prove that all Tanaim agree that the lottery is not ma'akev. From a brisa where Rabbi Kiva stumbling asked him what the din is if the lot for Hashem came up in the Kohen Gadol's left hand. Is he allowed to change it to his right hand, since that's an auspicious sign that the Jewish people will be forgiven? Rabbi Akiva answered, Al titnu makom tzedukim weirdos. Don't give the tzedukim a basis to dominate. Rashi explains that the tzedukim will use this to support their claim that the Chachamim formulate the law according to their own whims. So the Gemara suggests from this that if not for this concern, switching hands would be permissible, implying that drawing lots is not essential. If it were essential, if it were ma'akev, the left-hand goat would be determined to be the one for Hashem. The Gemara rejects this proof by reinterpreting the Talmidim's question to be that in a case that the lottery came up in the left hand, would it be permissible to switch the lottery to the right hand and switch the left-hand goat to the right side? And pointing with you, the Gemara brings a conclusive proof that Rabbi Yehuda holds the drawing of lots is ma'akev. It was stated in the Sifra that the Pasuk says in reference to the lots, Va'asau chatas, and it shall make it, referring to the seer that the lot for Hashem fell upon into chatas. Hagor aseu chatas, ve'en Hashem oseu chatas. Only the lot makes the goat a chatas, but verbally designating the goat with the name chatas doesn't make the seer a chatas. Rashi explains that merely declaring the seer to be a chatas without the drawing of lots doesn't invest the seer with the status of a chatas. Since Stam Sifra Rabbi Yehuda, anonymous brises in the Sifra Rabbi Yehuda, this proves conclusively that he holds that drawing lots is essential. All right, so now we go to a Simra Daf Mem, and our standard Simra relates to Mayim. We use a pool to make it a more distinct, so a pool is our Simra. So here goes. The pool race was a disaster when an argument broke out whether a lot was essential to decide who gets the coveted right lane, and when the head counselor switched the starting gun from his left to right hand, the camp prankster put a sticker on him, officially designating him as a chatas. Once again, it's a motion. The pool race, that must mean we're on Daf Mem. The pool race was a disaster when an argument broke out whether a lot was essential to decide who gets the coveted right lane. Which reminds us, the Gemara on the bottom of Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis introduced a machlokas whether drawing the lots with the two of Seirim is essential. Rabbi Yanai said, Ali is gor matok kalpi ma'akevas, hanacha ein ma'akevas. The drawing of the lot from the kalpi is essential for the Yom Kippur voter, but placing the lot on the appropriate goat isn't essential. Rabbi Yochanan said, Afaliyah eino ma'akevas, even drawing the lots is not essential. According to the second interpretation of the Machlokas, they disagree with respect to the view of Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that any avoda done in the Big Day Lavan outside the Kodesh Kodashim is not essential. Rabbi Yochanan's opinion is obviously congruent with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yanai, who holds that the drawing of lots is essential, would say that Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is not a contradiction to this, as the lacha is different with regard to drawing lots, because the words Asher Allah, which came up, is mentioned two times, indicating that is essential. The Gemara attempts to bring a proof against Rabbi Yanai from a brayso that states, V'seir ein ma'akev is a part. If the avoda was done out of order, neglect a part of the avoda of the seer does not invalidate the avoda of the par that was improperly done before it. The Gemara suggests that the avoda of the seer that was not done in order was the drawing of lots, and yet the service is not invalidated. This would seem to prove that the drawing of lots is not essential. The Gemara rejects this proof, saying that the time of the brayso was Rabbi Shimon, holds that drawing the lots are not essential. Alternatively, the Tana could be Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that although the drawing of lots in order is not essential, the basic drawing of lots is essential. So the pool race was a disaster when an argument broke out whether a lot was essential to decide who gets the coveted right lane. And when the head counselor switched the starting gun from his left to right hand, which reminds us, the Gemara tends to prove that all Tanaim agree that the lottery is not essential, but Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Kiva's Talmidim asked them what the din is if the lot for Hashem came up in the Kohen Gadol's left hand. Is he allowed to change it to his right hand, since that's an auspicious sign that the Jewish people will be forgiven? Rabbi Akiva answered, don't give the tzedukim a basis to dominate. Rashi explains that the tzedukim will use this to support their claim that the Chachamim formulate the law according to their own whims. The Gemara suggests from this that if not for this concern, switching hands would be permissible, implying that drawing lots is not essential. If it were essential, the left-hand goat would be determined to be the one for Hashem. The Gemara rejects this proof by reinterpreting the Talmidim's question to be that in a case where the lottery came up in the left hand, would it be permissible to switch the lottery to the right hand and switch the left-hand goat to the right side? So the pool race was a disaster when an argument broke out whether a lot was essential to decide who gets the coveted right lane. And when the head counselor switched the starting gun from his left to right hand, the camp prankster put a sticker on him, officially designating him as a chatas. Which reminds the Gemara brings a conclusive proof that Rabbi Yehuda holds the drawing of lots to be essential. It was stated in the Sifra that the Pasuk says in reference to the lots, Va'asau chatas, and it shall make it, referring to the seer that the lot for Hashem fell upon into a chatas. Hagoro aseo chatas, ve'en Hashem aseo chatas. Only the lot makes the goat a chatas, but verbally designating the goat with the name chatas does not make the seer a chatas. Rashi explains that merely declaring the seer to be a chatas without the drawing of lots doesn't invest the seer with the status of a chatas. Since Stam Sifra Rabbi Yehuda, anonymous prices in the Sifra Rabbi Yehuda, this proves conclusively that he holds that drawing lots is essential. So once again, the pool race was a disaster when an argument broke out whether a lot was essential to decide who gets the coveted right lane, and when the head counselor switched the starting gun from his left to right hand, the camp prankster put a sticker on him, officially designating him as a chatas. All right, now it's time for our four blot back chazara. Daf Lamed Vav, the simmer Daf Lamed Vav is a lulav. So here goes. The lulavim, that must mean we're on Daf Lamed Vav. The lulavim standing upright in the northern part of the Azora, between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, which reminds the Mishnah on the bottom Daf Lamed Hey Amed Beis discusses the Kohen Gadol's Vidui on his par, which is done in the northern part of the Azora in the place where it's shechted. He comes to the bowl, and his bowl would be standing between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. The Gemara here suggests that the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon based on a braisa that taught Ezu Tzafon, what part of the Azor is regarded as north. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda says it's from the north wall of the Mizbech until the north wall of the Azora. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon adds the area between the Ulam and the Mizbech, and Rabbi adds the area in which the Kohanim may walk, referring to the Ezra's Kohanim, as well as the area in which non-Kohanim walk, referring to the Ezra's Yisrael, both of which are east of the Mizbech. The Gemara concludes the Mishnah can also be going according to Rebbe, for if he holds an area of less Kedusha is considered north, then certainly an area closer to the Ulam is considered north. The reason the part is positioned between the Ulam and the Mizbeach on Yom Kippur is Mishum Chush of the Kohen Gadol, because of the weakness of the Kohen Gadol, confessing and then shechting it farther away would require carrying the blood a greater distance. So the Lulavim standing upright in the northern part of the Azorah between the Ulam and the Mizbeach in Sukkah, the Lekka transgressor who said Vidui on his Ola, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a brisa that includes a machlokes regarding Vidui on an Ola. Although an Ola is not brought for transgressing a mitzvah's losase, Rabbi Yosef Gulli says one does confess on it for the sins of Leket Shechut Peah Umaisu Ani. Rabbi Kiva says an Ola is not brought except for violating a mitzvah's ase and a mitzvah's los ase, shenitik ase, a mitzvah's los ase that's remedied by a mitzvah's ase. Rabbi Yumi brings one interpretation of the Malchokas and Abai disagrees, saying, Betazov kamufage. They disagree regarding the mitzvah's ase of you shall leave, with which the prohibitions of Leket and Peah conclude. Rabbi Kiva holds Tazov mikar mashma. That you shall leave implies the initial obligation to leave the leket and pay it for the poor, but it's not meant to rectify a prior failure to do so. Therefore, these mitzvahs are not in the category of a lava nita klase. Rabbi Yosef Gulli holds ashta mashma, that this command complies a present obligation taking effect after the prohibition has been violated and serves to remedy the transgression. Hence, they do fall under the category of a lav anita kla'ase. So, the lulavim standing upright in the northern part of the Azora, between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, encircled the leket transgressor who said vidui on his ola, saying chatasi avisi pashati. Which reminds us, it was taught in Brice that Reb Meir holds that the Kohen Gadol says vidui over his par by saying avisi pashati v'chatasi. For this, how Moshe referred to Hashem as nosei avon v'pesha v'chata'a, forgiver of avon, pesha, and chata'a. The Chachamim challenge Reb Meir because avonas are willful sins, b'shaim are rebellious sins, and chataim are inadvertent sins. So once one confesses over the first two, which are intentional, it doesn't make sense that he confesses over the inadvertent ones. Rather, the order is chatasi v'avisi u'pashati u'fanecho, placing the inadvertent sins first, followed by those done willfully, and then followed by those done in rebellion. What Moshe was saying was, Rabbon Shel Olam, B'shashi Zorchotim Fanecha, V'osin Teshuva, Aselahem Zedonos Kashagagos, Master of the Universe, at a time the Yisrael sins before you, and then does Teshuva transform for them their willful sins into inadvertent ones. Daf Lamed Zayin, so the Simmer Daf Lamed Zayin is laser tag. So here goes. The kids probably wearing their I Say Please stickers were allowed to walk diagonally on the sides of their laser tag coach. Laser tag coach? That must mean we're on Daf Lamed Zayin. The kids proudly wearing their I Say Please stickers, which reminds us, we learned that the Yom Kippur Vidui begins with the word Ana, please, because Kapara stated here regarding the Kohen Gadol's par, and Kapara stated there regarding Moshe Rabbeinu's confession at Horeb after the Jews' worship of the Egel Zahav. Just as there at Horeb, the Vidui began with the word Ana, so to here the Vidui begins with the word Ana. We also know that the Vidui is recited with the divine name because Kapara stated here regarding the bull, and Kapara is mentioned regarding the Egel Arufa. Just as there, the Vidui began with the divine name, so to here the Vidui is said with the divine name. So the kids proudly wearing their I Say Please stickers were allowed to walk diagonally on the sides of the laser tag coach. Which reminds us, Rav Yudah said, Hamahal kumin rabo ha'zabur. If one walks to the right of his Rebbe, he is a boor. The Meir explains that by walking next to his Rebbe, he appears to equate himself to him. Secondly, the Meir says, he should walk to the left of his Rebbe so that if he needs to assist his Rebbe, his right hand will be available to help him. The Gemara questions this based on a number of sources. The next Mishnah states that when the Kohen Gadol walks to do the service with the two goats, Haskan Mimino Rosh Beisav Mismolo, the Skan walks to the right, and the Rosh Beisav walks to his left. Secondly, it was taught in a Braisa regarding three are walking along the road, Harab Be'emsa Gadol Mimino Bekata Mismolo. The Rav should be in the middle, with the greater Talmid to his right, and the less one to his left, which we find with the three Malachi Asharis who visit Avram. Michael was in the middle, Gabriel was to his right, and Raphael was to his left. How then could Rabbi Yehuda disparage someone who walks to the left of his rabbi? When the initial answer that he was walking behind his rabbi is rejected, since someone who does so is considered Megase Ruach, from among the arrogant, the Gemara concludes that the Braisa meant that the Talmud should be diagonally to the side of his rabbi. So the kids probably wearing their I Say Please stickers were allowed to walk diagonally on the side of their laser tag coach and watch him laser a curse on a tablet against their rivals in alphabet code. Which reminds us, the Mishnah stated that Helena, the mother of Mumbaz and Melech, made a golden tablet upon which the Parsha Sota was written. Rashi explains she made this to avoid opening a Sefer Torah in order for a sofer to copy the oaths. The Gemara says that one can learn from this, Kosin Megillah Latinok Lislamidba, that we may write a scroll that only contains a Parsha from the Torah from which a child may be taught. Reish Lakish refuted this, saying in the name of Rabbi Yanai, Baal Beis, the Parsha Sota was inscribed on the tablet in alphabet form, meaning only the first letter of each word was written. The Kohen viewed each letter and wrote the corresponding word. This would avoid violating the prohibition against writing a portion of the Torah. When this is challenged from a Braisa, the Gemara revises its answer and says, the tablet contained the beginning words of each pasuk, and the rest of the words were written in alphabet form. Daf Lamed Ches, so the Simur Lamed Ches is a Devar Lach, a liquid, and we use chicken soup. So here goes. The two miniature copper doors floating in the pot of hot chicken soup, that must be more on Daf Lamed Ches, a Devar Lach. The two miniature copper doors floating in the pot of hot chicken soup, which reminds the Mishnah Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph stated, Nicanor Nasan Nisim Del Sosub, regarding Nicanor miracles occurred to his doors. Gemara brings a Braisa, explains that he had purchased copper doors in Alexandria for the eastern gate of the Azora. Upon his return, he saw the first door that had been thrown overboard because of the storm poking out from under the walls of the ship. Others say a sea creature had swallowed it and spat it out on land. Therefore, all the gates that were in the base of Migdash were rendered out of gold except for Nicanor. So the two miniature copper doors floating in the pot of hot chicken soup caused the steam to rise up in a straight pillar, which reminds us the next Mishnah lists various families and individuals that are mentioned in the Ganai unfavorably for not wanting to share their unique skills with others. Beis Garma didn't want to teach their secret for keeping the lechem upon him fresh for the entire week. Beis Abtinas didn't want to share their secret for preparing the Ketores so that the smoke went straight up in a pillar. Hugras Ben Levi knew a special musical method but didn't want to teach it. And Ben Kamser didn't want to teach his method for writing with four pens at the same time. The Gemara clarifies that in the first three cases, the motivation not to teach the skill was so that it shouldn't fall in the hands of idolaters. Referring to them, it said, Zecher Tzadik of Bracha, the mention of a Tzadik is for Bracha. Ben Kamser, however, had no excuse for not teaching his skill, and concerning him it said, V'shem Rasham Yerkav, in the name of the wicked, will rot. So the two miniature copper doors floating in the pot of hot chicken soup caused the steam to rise up in a straight pillar, and helped all those that smelled its aroma to not forget their learning. Which reminds us, Rabbi Lazar said, Kol Meshecheach Dabar Metalmudu Gorm Galus Levanav, anyone who causes himself to forget something from his learning causes his children to go into exiles. It says, "Tishkach Torah El Kecha Eshkach Banecho Gam Ani," because you have forgotten the law of your God, I will also forget your children. Riabau said, "Morid no som gdua so." He's demoted from his position of greatness, for it says at the beginning of that pasuk, "Ki ata hadas ma'asta ve'masacha mechahin li," because you have spurned knowledge, I will spurn you for ministering to me. Daf Lamates, the Simur Daf Lamates is a letter or a mailman. So here goes. As the surgeon removed the tiny letter, obstructing the sinful mailman's heart, letter, mailman, that must be more Daf Lamates. As the surgeon removed the tiny letter, obstructing the sinful mailman's heart, which reminds us it was taught in the Yeshiva B'Shmo, Aver mitamtemes libo shel adam, an aver obstructs the heart of a person, as it says in the pasuk, v'sitamu behem mitmeisim bam, you should not contaminate yourselves through them, lest you become contaminated through them. Altukav mitmeisim elvin tamtem. Don't pronounce it lest you become contaminated, but rather lest you become obstructed. The Gemara also brings a drasha focusing on spiritual growth. It was taught in a Braisa. The pasuk says, "Vizgadishtem v'yisim kadoshim." You shall sanctify yourselves and become holy. Adam mekadosh atzmo me'at mekadshin oso harbe melamat mekadshin oso melamala b'olamazem mekadshin oso olam haba. So as the surgeon removed the tiny letter obstructing the sinful mailman's heart, he pulled it out with his lucky right hand for the 40th year in a row. Which reminds us, it was taught in a Braisa that during the 40 years that Shimon and Tzedek served as Kohen Gadol, Hayagoro Olabiyamin, the lot inscribed for Hashem would always come up in his right hand, which was a good sign that Kali Sol found favor before Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Braisa continues listing other positive signs that occurred during his tenure as Kohen Gadol. The strip of red wool would always whiten. The Nemaravi would always remain lit. The fire of the Merach would always burn strong on its own. And a bracha was sent on the omen, the Shtei Alechem, the Lechem Apanim. And every Kohen Gadol received just a piece, a size of the kazayas, either was sated or even left some over. It was taught in another braisa that during the 4 years prior to the destruction of Bais Sheni, the lot inscribed for Hashem never came up in the Kohen Gadol's right hand. The strip of red wool never whitened. The Nemaravi never remained lit. And the doors of the Heichal would open on their own, which Rashi explains was a sign for the enemies of the Jewish people to come and destroy it. So, as the surgeon removed the tiny letter obstructing the sin-filled mailman's heart, he pulled it out with his lucky right hand for the 40th year in a row, while the sweet fragrance of incense wafted in from 10 parsos away. Which reminds us, it was taught in a braisa that 10 times the Kohen Gadol pronounces the name referring to the four-letter name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Yom Kippur, 3 times in the first vidui, 3 times in the second vidui, 3 times over the Seir Azazel, and 1 time with the lots. And it happened during the time when miracles occurred in the base of Mikdash that he said the name and his voice was heard in Yericho. And Rabbi Baruch Hanna said, from Yerushalayim until Yericho is a distance of 10 parsos, and the creaking of the hinge of the Heichal doors was heard when they were open and closed at a distance of 8 chumash Shabbos. The goats from Yericho would sneeze from the fragrance of the Ketores, and the women Yericho didn't have to perfume themselves, nor did a bride in Yerushalayim have to perfume herself because of the fragrance of the Ketores.